The band's latest release, The Ghost You Gave Me, will come out on October 11th on Metal Blade Records. Can you give us a little more about the details and ideas behind this album?
Well, basically this record is an evolutionary leap forward for the band. It's kind of like everything we've ever wanted to do when it comes to making a record, and we finally got to really spend the time and make it happen. The music is intricate, and there's a lot of, you know, what I call scene changes, but at the same time, the melody and the songwriting and the lyrics are very strong, so it's basically like the perfect balance of everything we like to hear.
And how much did you want it to, you know, change from Revisions?
Well, Revisions was sort of an in-between kind of record. We had kind of a certain situation going on where Roadrunner Records had stepped in, and you know, we knew at some point in our career we wanted to make a record where we re-recorded and in some cases recorded for the first time some of our early material from the late 90s, and that's what Revisions is. It's all older material, so you know, this record is all brand new material, and is really the record we've been dying to make.
And I mean, so it's been 4 years since your previous new record. So how much songs and ideas did you guys had, you know, for in terms of original music?
We had like 25 different solid song ideas, but some of them merged together to become, you know, progressive, you know, longer progressive songs. But at a certain point we had to say like, all right, well, we can only put so many songs on this record. It's an hour long, so. The rest of them we're going to have to save for the next release, you know, and it's also about, you know, which songs make sense together, you know, as a body of work. So, you know, we have to think about that too in the flow of the album. So, you know, we ended up with at least, 10 songs sort of on the cutting room floor, so to speak.
And how pleased are you guys with the end result? I mean, we only got the 3-song sampler, so we're kind of going off on that it's going to sound like that, which is pretty impressive.
Well, right on, man. Every song on this record, we're 100% behind. I mean, there's a lot of depth. There's a lot there to listen to, and lyrically, I feel like, for me, I write the lyrics, so I feel like it's my best work lyrically. And, I'm just, the band's really excited. I mean, we kind of hit our stride, all the different band members really had a lot to do with every song, and, I just feel like it's a unique body of work, and it's us doing our thing, and, you know, we're just excited to see it finally get out there in the world.
And then, how much do you guys feel that your sound has been consolidated now?
It's the funny thing about this band is that we're not afraid to basically go wherever our inspiration takes us. And, when you do that, you know, you end up with records that are, you know, sound very different from each other. And I'm into that. You know, I enjoy that as a listener because I like surprises I don't ever want to fall into that thing where we're in this little box and we can't escape and we're stuck there, you know. So, I think that having been said, you know, being able to do whatever we want has led us to a place where our sound has really has evolved. And I think this record is actually, it's probably our most consistent sort of, sound. Like, the blend is really there, and it's really, you know, taken on a maturity that I think surpasses anything we've done in the past.
And in terms of, you know, making the songs and everything, you guys have been doing this for a very long time. How easier is the process, or is it actually harder for you guys?
We have been doing it for a long time. You know, I started this band, I was a sophomore in high school. So, I've been at it a while, and we just, this is what we love to do. And it's a process, you know. I think a record like this, like The Ghost You Gave to Me, is it's not an easy record to make because, we have to really, first of all, put the time in as a band to really be able to play this stuff and then, you know, before we go into the studio, because, you know, one of the main elements, you know, I want to have that live sort of energy in the music, and, you know, in order to capture that, we have to be, you know, so good at playing these songs that the live version is going to work, you know, it's going to be, you know, to me, better than if, you know, if we used, you know, today's technology to make it tighter. Like, I actually prefer it if it's more human sounding, but, you know, you have to be really good to do it that way. So we have to take the time to kind of get inside these songs and to be able to really play them and keep that sort of, you know, raw energy, you know, and kind of balance that with everything else that's going on in the music.
And how do you feel that that worked out, and how do you feel that the reactions from people were since you recently came back from a few shows with Temptation?
Oh, man, it was great to be back out on the road again. You know, it just reminds us of who we are and what we're about. And we got a great reaction on this tour. I mean, I had a feeling it was going to be good. I mean, like the first day, Rudy, the guitar player from Within Temptation, came up to me and asked me for an autograph. So I was like, all right, this could work out. And their audience was great. Like, they really embraced what we were doing. And I think they were surprised, you know, to say the least. They, you know, weren't expecting to see, you know, a lot of times people don't expect to necessarily enjoy the opening band. But I think we turned a lot of heads and we sold a lot of records. So if that's any indication of how things went, you know, we're very pleased.
And how did people react to the new songs, or you guys didn't play any of the new stuff?
Oh, we did. We played a couple of the new songs. You know, not too many, but, you know, we did do two songs, two of the new ones on this run, and the reaction's been great. So, you know, I'm very excited to, you know, to let everybody hear the whole album and the depth of stuff that's there, because, like I said, I feel like it's our best work.
And, I mean, changing from, you know, you played tours with more similar-minded bands versus this one that has, you know, a different edge. And what are your impressions of how different the audiences are?
You know, well, that's the thing about Three. We've played with so many different kinds of bands, and it always works. And that's the kind of band that we are. You know, we're very musical, so it's almost like no matter who we go out with, we're going to win fans over. You know, I mean, whether it's Opeth or, you know, we did a tour with Scorpions. So, you know, it's worked every time. You know, so I think that when you really love what you're doing and you're enjoying it, like, that's contagious, and people pick up on that, and then it makes it easier for them to enjoy it as well.
And how do you find, you know, the market for this type of music here in the U.S. compared to Europe, where there's more, you know, opportunities, I guess, for this style?
You know, it's rough, man. It's rough here in the U.S. Like, our band has basically been, we have, like, a little cult following kind of worldwide, and unfortunately, we haven't really been able to really cultivate that by touring worldwide, because, you know, we're just not in a position to do that yet financially. So it's tough, you know, we have to really go out and fight for every scrap of attention we can get here in the U.S. And, you know, slowly but surely we're working to turn that tide, because, you know, I think people get bored with the monotony that can sort of develop, you know, here. And, you know, we look forward to touring overseas. It's something that we really want to do. But, you know, we're going to have to really get a good foothold here first.
And what do you feel that, you know, you guys need to be doing or haven't been doing in terms of, you know, achieving that?
You know, I mean, the music is the most important thing. So that's what we have been doing. But what we, you know, all we can really do is just do every tour that we can here. And right now we're putting together a plan to raise a bunch of money, basically, so we can kind of take matters into our own hands and get over to Europe in the summer. And, you know, because in a lot of ways it's funny. It's like we'll get literally 10 times the amount of press over there that we do here.
And, I mean, what do you think makes the scene here in the U.S., you know, more stagnant versus some more creative bands and people would like to stick to, you know, more of the same?
It's hard to put your finger on exactly what it is, but I think something about, it's kind of an outdated mindset now, and I think things are going to really... Things have been changing here, and they will continue to change. But, you know, in the past, you know, I think a lot of labels had sort of a stranglehold on the music, you know, on the scene, on what was popular, and not really getting behind bands like us that, you know, we're sort of carving our own path as opposed to coming up through a scene that has its own momentum. And, you know, when you are taking a business approach to music, which, you know, we're taking the artistic approach, the labels are taking a business approach, they're like, well, you know, we're looking for something that sounds exactly like this because that sold exactly this many records and that's exactly what we want to do. And, you know, so that mentality doesn't really foster originality or creativity. It just sort of slowly sucks the life out of a scene. And, you know, for us, we're taking the long uphill battle, and it's worth it because we really are in it, you know, for the art that we make.
And how do you feel, you know, would you, somewhat recent deal with Metal Blades is working out for you guys?
I mean, I love being on Metal Blade Records because for that exact reason, they support what we do, you know, as artists. They never try to get in the way of that at all. You know, no one's saying like, oh, maybe you guys could try to, you know, sound a little more like this or that. And I know, like, if we had stayed with Roadrunner Records, I'm sure that that's what we were going to run into. Like, well, you know, I think you guys need to, like, you know, do this and that. Or Metal Blade is like, make your record the way you want to make it. Let us know when you got something for us to listen to. And that really gives us the freedom to really just be completely who we are and original.
And musically-wise, I mean, where do you guys draw inspiration, or what kind of bands are you guys into now, or if you listen to music at all?
Oh, man, I mean, we listen to anything that's good, you know, there's no limits, you know, we'll surprise each other with, you know, different music, you know, from stuff that you might expect us to be listening to stuff you probably wouldn't expect us to be listening to. You know, I mean, for example, like I probably make the guys in the van listen to Elliott Smith maybe more than they want to. or I don't know if you heard of a band called Ojos de Brujo. Really, really cool band. It's like flamenco guitars with really sick beats and like almost Mediterranean style vocals. It was really wild music, and you know, so we take inspiration from a lot of different stuff, and you know, we've been checking out the new Opeth record too, which is really cool.
And is there a lot of headbutting in the studio when you have, you know, different ideas, or when you're just writing the songs?
Sure, yeah, there's headbutting. I mean, but our attitude is this, you know what, like, let's butt heads because we care about the music, you know. So if I'm having an argument with somebody over something, that's fine. But at the end of the day, I'm into that because, you know, if they didn't care, we wouldn't be arguing. It's just because when you care, and, you know, we each have our own sort of perspective on things, how things should go, you know, sometimes you got to battle it out a little bit and work it out in the end. And I think the music, you know, that's being in a band, you know. And if it's not a band, well, then that's not going to happen. But it's a band, so that's what it's about, you know. There is a compromise there, and you know, you just hope at the end of the day that you're creating something that you're all enhancing, you know, the product in the end.
And, you know, in terms of the latest album, the cover and the title, can you give us a little bit more about how it came out to be The Ghost You Gave to Me?
Well, we had a bunch of potential titles, you know, just based off of the songs and the lyrics, but with that one, we were literally, like, mixing the record, and there were a couple of songs that were just straight-up instrumental. I hadn't done the vocals yet, and it really came down to the last minute. You know, I'm just that kind of guy. Like, I, you know, I wait for the inspiration to come, and sometimes, like, it doesn't come until you're in the studio with a gun to your head, basically. So, you know, I had one day to come up with all the lyrics and record all the vocals for for the track that ended up becoming The Ghost You Gave to Me. Basically I just had to go for it, man. I had to kind of let go, and I got out a bunch of notebooks and just started, you know, just put my head in the music. And before I knew it, I kind of just found this thread, and I just went with it. It was actually pretty freaky because, you know, it took me about, like, 10, 12 hours, and at the end of it, I was like, all right, I'm done, I got it. And then I come downstairs, and it's like, you know, I think it was like 12:30 or going for 1 o'clock in the morning, and I flip on the news, and they're talking about this. They're like, you know, we're coming to you live, you know, from Japan, and, you know, it was right as the tsunami was hitting, and the earthquake had hit, and no one really knew what was going on, and it really, like, made me stop in my tracks, because I looked back at the lyrics that I had written, and it was all, you know, one line after another, just, like, totally relating to that, and you know, talking about, like, emanating epicenter, brutal waves, born to vapors clung, and just kind of gave me, like, this, whoa, you know, and so, you know, the album title just kind of, you know, gave me, just basically, like, we're sort of like a haunted band, really, you know. The ghost is sort of the ghost that we've always been chasing the dream in music, and, you know, every once in a while, it just kind of comes through.
And, I mean, after all the years and all that you guys have done and been through, how worth it do you think it's all been, all the blood and tears, the sweat behind it?
Oh, right. Well, you know, I mean, at this point, as you look back, it's like, oh, this is like my life's work, basically, you know? We've been doing this. Like, I've had this band, in a way, it's like basically the first band I was ever in, and you know, we've stuck through it. So you have your ups and downs, you know, because I think there were points where, you know, I mean, when we first started, I think, you know, we were like, oh, man, we're gonna blow up, we're going to be huge, you know, and I was like, well, guys, we've got to be realistic. It's going to take at least 2 weeks, you know? And, you know, here I am, whatever, like, you know, 15, 20 years later, and we're still, you know, just doing our thing. And, but I'm in a different place, you know, than I was then. I mean, you know, when you're a kid, you're sort of enamored with the idea of being famous, and, like, that's somehow going to, you know, make you a better, a happier person. But, you know, I mean, I think that's an illusion in a lot of ways, and I think that also, that ties into the ghost and being haunted by that illusion. Because nowadays, it's like I feel like we've taken matters into our own hands, and we're, you know, the only thing we really have control over is the music, and we put everything we can into that, and, you know, all we can do is you know, tour like crazy, and see where it goes, and I hope it opens us up to a wider audience, and but if it doesn't, you know, that's not going to change the fact that this is what we do, and we'll keep doing it one way or another.
And, you know, if you had recommendations to tell people that are trying to get into, you know, music scene and try to make their own thing with their band, what would you think is the most important thing they need to know from a veteran?
Well, you know, I mean, my personal opinion is you know, if you feel drawn to music and you love music, then go for it, you know, but I think it's important to tell your own story and to have your own voice on your instrument or as a band, because that, to me, makes it more interesting and more special, as opposed to, you know, trying to be something else, you know, trying to really, oh, I want to just be this, and here's the rules of the scene, and this is exactly how we're supposed to do it. That's, to me, what sort of kills creativity. I'm more into people who take a creative approach to things, and I think we are entering, you know, have entered into a time where the bands that do that are going to succeed more than the bands who don't.
And before we close things up, I mean, you guys mentioned that you have your fundraising for Making It to Europe this summer. Are there any other plans in the door for touring and doing some dates in the U.S.?
Oh, yeah. We've got a couple of things lined up, but I can't specifically say what they are until certain contracts get signed. But we will be on the road in November, doing some, you know, doing like a full U.S. basically.
Sounds good. Is there like any kind of closing remarks or anything that you want to tell, you know, people in North America and Europe that are going to be listening to this interview?
You know, just check out this album because, you know, we put a lot into it, and it's kind of like, you know, it's the first time you listen to some of these songs, it's like the first time you listen to them, it's like reading the first page of a book. There's really like that much in the songs, and you know, the more you listen, the more you get out of it, which is really cool. So that's what we're doing.